Good afternoon. Welcome to Florham Park. Nice fall day. We're a little bit beyond the midterm exam, so to speak, and a lot has transpired in 9 weeks. Really, a lot's transpired when you go all the way back to the off season, mini camps, preseason, and then ultimately we get to the real games. So much has happened. Which is good for our team. You know, we have a relatively young team. We got a lot of new faces in the building, and I think it's brought us together. We've experienced, tough road games. We've experienced some success at home. We've experienced a Thursday night, Monday night game, short weeks. Experienced playing divisional leaders. So a lot's transpired in 9 weeks. Which to get that type of experience. In an abbreviated time, I think it's been valuable for our team. I think it will serve us well going forward. But I know it's been a little bit of time since I've seen you, so I'll open up for questions.
John, how would you assess how Rex specifically has done during the first 9?
Well, I think Rex, it's not only for the regular season, the first 9 weeks. Again, this dates back to when I first came here. I think he's done very well. You know, it's been great working with Rex and his staff. You know, here's another guy that not only am I new, we changed some faces on our personnel staff as we went through free agency in the draft and then post-draft. We've changed quite a number of faces on the coaching staff, 3 new coordinators, had 5 new coaches, I believe, on offense, a couple new coaches on defense, special teams, every phase. And Rex has pulled it all together. He's our leader. And then once you look at what we've done on our roster, the same thing. You have seen it. We've had a lot of new faces, a lot of new starters, a lot of new guys coming in midstream during those 9 weeks, and they're productive in a short period of time. That's a tribute to Rex. That's a tribute to our staff. It's a tribute to Marty, DT, Ben, our coordinators, all the guys on the staff. It's worked extremely well so far.
Did you notice anything? Obviously, you came in, and I don't know how well you knew Rex prior to coming here, but are there things that have surprised you that, did you come in with a preconceived notion about who this guy was and how he operated, and are there any things that you've learned about him, or what are some of the things you've learned about him as you've gotten to know him and seen him operate?
Well, the more we're together, I think we learn how we have a lot of similarities. Not only in our upbringing, but really our view on football, view on the type of players and people that we want in the building that reflect what it is to play like a Jet and act like a Jet. We've a lot of similarities there. I don't think there's been any surprises. If you've learned something about me, I don't operate on any preconceived notions. You try to take that in every aspect of what we do, we stay in the moment, we live in the moment, we practice in the moment, we play in the moment. So you don't go in believing a certain way, you let things transpire. And you've heard me say this a number of times, you let things play out. And that tells you a lot. And so far, through 9 games, I think our roster, our team, our staff, our building, has responded pretty well, again, considering so many changes have taken place in such a short period of time.
John, when you look at the way you guys succeeded Sunday, Zach Sudfeld, Cribbs contributed, Salas, Nelson a couple weeks ago, what, can you walk us through kind of your process when you are preparing to make a midseason acquisition like those guys, how you kind of monitor guys,
sure,
how you go about staying in touch with guys, and then the process of determining, based on a tryout really, right, if the guy's going to be a good fit?
Sure. Well, there's a consistent and constant dialogue, certainly within our personnel staff, and we use Tuesdays, we'll use Mondays to work guys out. As you say, we're in constant contact with those agents and those players to monitor where they are. We do a lot of work in evaluating those guys to prepare for emergencies or things that may have to change. And our coaching staff is heavily involved in that as well. Obviously, the lion's share of their time is spent preparing for each game during the regular season. but we have weekly personnel meetings, evaluation meetings. They're heavily involved in our tryouts. So there is a there's been a real nice dialogue within personnel and between personnel and coaching, which I think is very important. And it enables you to identify who you feel would be a good fit, especially when you don't have the luxury of time. You know, you we're going through post-game, you know, injury evaluations right now. And you're not going to know a lot of that until Monday night, Tuesday morning, some cases later on in the week, where you'll wait and you'll see how a player responds. But you have to be at the ready. By being at the ready, that takes a lot of background work with our personnel guys. It takes a lot of communication between our coaches and our personnel staffs, and we've had that. And I think that enables us to identify who has the best chance. You never know until you get them here. But who has the best chance to be productive as a Jet?
John, how do you go about evaluating the job that you've done yourself? And when you do look at it, how do you think you've done?
I don't really evaluate myself, to be honest. You know, I just keep my nose to the grindstone, and you know, like anything else, like our players, like our coaches, like pretty much everybody in the building, we just focus on what we have to do, and you know, let things roll. And I guess that's for you to evaluate.
Rex, are you comfortable enough with Rex and have seen enough from him so far to make it a long-term relationship?
Again, we're living in the moment, you know. So especially when you're in the regular season, as you have witnessed so far, each week is precious. Each game is precious. You cannot – the one thing this league teaches you is if you skip a beat, you'll pay. We're just too competitive of a league. So we meaning myself, our staff, Rex, his staff, the players, we're trying to remain disciplined in living in the moment and not getting too far ahead of ourselves. But in terms of my working relationship with Rex, again, it's been a joy to work with Rex.
John, when that moment does come, who will make the decision whether Rex is retained? You, Woody Johnson? Combination of both.
Yeah, it's always going to be a combination. Again, it's some of these buzzwords, I think that we live them. I don't like to talk too much, but we do live in a business of collaboration in this building. So any significant decision we make, there's going to be input from a lot of various sources, especially, you know, the bigger decisions there are. The more information you require to make a sound judgment.
Rex had made mention the other day that you do have a lot in common, sons of coaches, players in college, and that kind of thing, but your personalities are quite different.
Really?
Unless you'd like to make any kind of guarantees. Has that been a surprise that you've kind of gotten along like that and kind of been kindred spirits despite the differences in your personalities?
No, it really hasn't. Really, from the first day I got here, I guess you could say I formally met Rex when I was during the interview process. I got a chance to meet him, and they gave us some alone time. It became very evident right from the get-go that we did have a lot in common. And I think... you know, when you feel that, there's naturally a lot to talk about. The more you talk, the more we live together, go through experiences together. We've been through a lot, again, in a little time. It just reinforces the fact that, you know what, we have similar makeups. And it's not only our football upbringing. It's not only the fact that we're coaches' sons and we played and, you know, we had a lot of similar experiences. It's really how you view things. And when we lay out, you know, a direction for the team to be tough-minded, to be physical, to be aggressive, to be competitive, to be centered on competition, those are similarities that we have, and I think they're very important, and I think it's felt in the building.
So there's no part of you that felt like, oh, this may be an awkward situation, you know, the head coach is still here, I'm coming in, and I have... my way of doing things. There was no part of you that thought, oh, this could get a Gary?
Well, no, I wouldn't say any awkward moments. I mean, whenever you come into a new organization, I think people have to learn you and you know, how you go about things. I mean, you're learning me to a certain extent. So I don't think it's awkward. It's just a matter of time and getting people used to you. But they're really, to me, there's no my way. You know, that that Rex had to learn my way, or I had to learn Rex's way. I think it's our way, and that's another area that that we're very in concert with. Is it's a we thing. It's a team thing. We play the ultimate team sport at the ultimate level, and to the degree where you actually live that, it's not about individuals. It's not about individual agendas or accomplishments. It's about what we can do as a collective whole. And Rex and I are very similar to that. We see eye to eye on that. I think that that didn't make it awkward. That made it pretty comfortable from the beginning.
John, where do you think this team is? Go ahead.
Where do you see, I know you'll say you live in the moment as far as his future, where do you see Gino right now, and how do you, you know, for office skill about his development? Obviously, he's been a lot of ups, but it's a lot of downs, too.
Yep. I think that's true with anybody. A lot of ups and downs. It's more visible at the quarterback position, particularly when you're you know, in New York, you're front and center, particularly when you're a rookie. You haven't been through it before. Again, I look at, you know, he's gone games to game with turnovers, with key turnovers, and then he's player of the week. He's gone games where he's had to throw the ball to win in key situations. And we had a game yesterday where we had to be effective running the ball and managing the game. And he made a, you know, one of his finest plays of the year so far was a run yesterday to set up a field goal. Not a splash play. Then he makes a great seam throw in Atlanta to Cumberland for a touchdown. So he's experienced a lot. This is really building his background. I can't remember when so many things have transpired for a quarterback, a rookie quarterback, that have in the first 9 months, or excuse me, nine games. Feels like 9 months. I think that's going to serve him well, serve the team well. He's handled it extremely well. I mean, you're getting to know him now. You're getting to know the Gino that we know, that we live with on a daily basis. He's a very even-keeled guy. You know, he doesn't take the highs too high and the lows too low, which I think is very, very critical for that position. He's handled that extremely well.
How long does it take you and your personnel staff to sort of determine if he can be a long-term answer at quarterback?
Well, again, I mean, we'll always have strategic plans in mind. You know, you look beyond and you look long-term, but we live in the moment when we're in the regular season. Gino lives in the moment. Our offense, our locker room lives in the moment. I don't know that there's anything definitive like that where you wake up. I would ask you, you know, the quarterback that we played Sunday, Drew Brees, when did it happen? When was that moment in time where everyone woke up and say, wow, he's the guy long-term? You just knew. You know, you just knew. And that's an accumulation of experience and events over a period of time. So I don't know that there's any, I don't point to a single moment. I think it's a feeling that you get in the building as to where we are as a team and how our individual players are contributing to the team.
So. Does that go for Rex too, like a strategic plan, so to speak? I mean, you've been in the business long enough, you know, and we've asked a lot of questions about Rex because it's pretty clear he's done a very good job this year. He's done a pretty good job in previous years here. So you understand the interest in that, obviously. And so is there a long-term plan? I mean, at what point do you start thinking about that?
Well, it's always in the background, but when you're in Rex's shoes and his staff's shoes, they're on a very tactical plan. You know, we're believe it or not, we're addressing the bye. May sound like, you know, this is just recharge, hit the reset button, but, you know, how do you manage the bye so that we can come back and be ready for Buffalo week? You know, lion's share of their focus right now is very tactical. There is always that hum in the background that, you know, there'll be a strategic plan going on. And we'll get to that in due time. But when we're in it to win each week, you have to remain focused on that week, and that's what we try to do. That's what Rex tries to do.
John, how long will you guys be without Curly?
I don't know yet. You know, he's still going through exams. You know, he had a few this morning. I spoke to Jeremy on a couple of occasions. And usually those things, you know, we find out either later on this evening or tomorrow morning. Usually takes a little time.
Do you think this team is good enough to make the playoffs?
Not in that business of predicting playoffs. You know, the beauty of our league is its unpredictability. We've already witnessed that so far in 9 weeks. So who makes the playoffs and who doesn't? I mean, I was on a team that made the playoffs at a 7-9 record. I don't know that too many people would have predicted that. But we just do what we do. We take it week at a time, and you know, we're going to feel good about the results.
Are you happy with 5-4?
I don't know that it's no one's happy at 5-4. You always wish you could win some of the games that got by you. But I can say that the way our guys compete, you know, that's been our mantra. I think you've witnessed it too. It's been, you know, could happen within a series, could happen game to game, could happen over a period. Now we got first half, second half. I think we're pleased with the way our guys compete. I think we're pleased with the way our guys have come together. We got a real cohesive team here, and by team I mean our staff, our players. We care about each other. You know, we fight for each other. We have each other's backs. That you feel that in this building. So very pleased with that.
John, are there any significant decisions that you've made to this point that you wish you could have back?
Not really. Not that I think of. We don't look back too often. You know, you want to learn from experiences, some things that, now that I know what I know. But unfortunately, you don't have that knowledge. I don't think we look back. We're always looking forward, and we'll learn from our experiences. We'll learn from, you know, a game in Cincinnati and apply that going forward. We'll learn from certain decisions that we make. But I don't think I don't have any regrets.
John, what have you learned most about this job since taking over in January?
The thing I've learned most, there's really, I've touched on, you know, a lot of the aspects of the job, but it's really the demand on time that is probably the most challenging. There's so much you try to accomplish, and you always feel like, you know, there's not enough hours in the day. So there's the next challenge right on your plate, which we thrive on. You know, in football and in the NFL, that's just how we're cut. But I think it's just the overall demand on your time, especially in the regular season, because there's you asked about the strategic, you know, the things that you want long term. Well, that's going in the background, and you're kind of doing double duty in paying attention to all the intricacies of the day, of the week. So there are those aspects of it.
Coming into the season, coming into the season, there were not a lot of people outside this building that would have predicted 5-4 wins over New Orleans and New England.
Yeah.
Is this at all a surprise to you that this team is apparently this good at this point?
No, I wouldn't say it's a surprise to any of us in the building. We feel real good about our group and the way we've come together in a short period of time. We felt this actually back in OTA and minicamp, and then you say, okay, how is this going to translate into games, into live action and training camp? And we felt it to a larger degree there. Okay, how is this going to translate once we go for real? And we felt it translate once we got into the regular season. That's all supportive of, we got a good group of players, good group of coaches. We got a good building. So what comes of that, I don't think is a surprise to us.
You used the Breeze analogy. He really didn't become an elite quarterback until he was with his second team. With Geno, don't you have to make that decision right after the season and to figure out if he's the guy you want to go forward with in 2014?
No, I don't think there's, again, I don't think there's a definitive timeline on it. And I would say Drew had some pretty good production, you know, with his first team too. But I think you just have to watch it play out. And I'll say this too, that quarterback position is not like any other position. We will always competition will help us get better. And we lived that this summer, and I felt like it helped Geno. And it helped Matt. I felt like it helped Mark, too. Unfortunately, he's not here to kind of live that out for this season. But I don't think there's any definitive period in time where you say, okay, I feel it now. Again, in this league, whether it's evaluating the quarterback position, evaluating anything you're doing, if you have a feeling of contentment or complacency, you're at risk. And we're not going to have that feeling in this building. We'll always push this train going forward.
Just to follow up on that, you mentioned Mark. Do you expect him to be on the team next year?
I'm not looking that far in advance. I think the way we handled Mark and his rehab, we're staying the course that way. Mark so far has done a nice job with his rehab, and we just want to get him back and get him 100% off of his surgery. That's what we're focused on right now.
When do you think he'll be 100%?
I don't know that. I mean, I can tell you the early stages of his post-op rehab has gone very well.
Very good.
All right, thanks, guys.